All right, it is 8:49. We've got a pair of Chris Stapleton tickets for y'all. All you got to do is be caller number 9.
Yay!
800-859-0957. 800-859-0WJR.
I want to win this. I'm not eligible.
Coming August 8th at Ford Field. It's going to be a good show. Here's what I do know about Chris Stapleton. Great guitarist.
Yes.
Excellent guitarist. And as somebody who plays very bad guitar, I appreciate when somebody plays good guitar.
You don't know this song.
I don't.
I don't know
wow.
it either.
I don't. But I appreciate Chris Stapleton.
This is the only one by him I knew.
And here's the good thing, is that there are people that are real Chris Stapleton fans, and we're going to send you to the show.
Absolutely.
So, caller number 9, 800-859-0957, 760-WJR, welcoming Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow 2026, the Ford Field, Saturday, August 8th, with special guests Lainey Wilson and Alan Stone. Caller number 9, official rules are at WJR.com. Tickets are available to purchase at 10 a.m. on Friday. So you get a little pre-sale January 16th at Ticketmaster. So that's cool.
Switching gears to a very special night at LCA.
There it is, Detroit number 91, forever in Hockey Town. Fans, one more time. Let's hear it for Sergei Fedorov.
Woo! Yeah! Woo! 91 forever!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Let's go!
A lot of fans just like Chris, very excited to see 91 up in the rafters. Ken Cow, radio voice of the Detroit Red Wings, joins us now. Hey, Ken.
Oh, working
he's
on
not
getting them.
There.
Working on them.
All right. Well, I retract my head.
Working on getting Kenny Cow.
Oh, man.
For me, when he left, it was heartbreak.
Yeah.
Heartbreak. And then, of course, you go through that, like, when you go through a bad breakup, you're like, fine, I don't want you here anyway. You're not that good. Like, I don't, whatever. I don't, who cares? Bye. Enjoy Anaheim. Uh-huh. Like, you know, but then you're like, boy, I love Sergei Fedorov, and I miss him, and I want him back. But that's like
this
the kind of player he was.
Exactly like when I was super excited when Jaromír Jágr was finally retired in Pittsburgh, because we had that breakup.
Yes.
Just like Fedorov here.
He was a little bit more of a journeyman, Jaromír Jágr.
Yes.
He bounced around.
Yes, and it was a similar situation. I went to that game as a growing up as a Penguins fan, like so excited to see him again. He actually came out for warm-ups. Fedorov could have done that. He looked great. Last night.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. But it was like, it was almost like it's the aura. It's part of this unbelievable story of assembling, a line of Russian players, which wasn't the case back then.
The way they got him.
Right.
Like slipping keys under doors and getting him away from the team. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so you pair that with his history of the Russian Five, and then it's like this guy was unbelievable. He had swag. He was just, he was like the mod. The skates that he wore are iconic, and they replicated those for the players last night that they wore during the game. So it's like you have this dude who's got this aura around him, and he's an excellent hockey player.
He was a hockey player's hockey player.
Yeah, but not really. He was like commercial. Like, he became, like, the face of, like, Nike for hockey. And, like, he was a commercial guy, but he was just...
But he could play, though.
Yeah, he could play. He was unbelievable.
He was the Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the Flash. When Yzerman was the gritty, captain, this guy was the Flash who could skate around anyone. And it's just fun to think about those times, to watch all of the highlights of him as this 91 Rafters celebration got closer and closer, reliving that. It harkened back to a really awesome time in Detroit Red Wings history, and it was really hockey town then.
It really
we got to get back to that fire for hockey in this town. And this team is 1-4 in a row.
Yep.
You can get back in the playoffs. You could start to get back there.
Yeah, and they're a good team. And Tom McClellan is the coach that they needed, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
So they're playing a different brand of hockey. Last night they blew a 3-goal lead, but they come back to win that thing. And so it was a good night at LCA.
Ken Cal has joined the conversation. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Jamie. How's everything?
Good. How was the celebration last night, the ceremony, the vibes inside LCA?
I thought was one of the best ceremonies ever. I thought Sergei's speech was outstanding, and just thanking everybody, and I think everybody enjoyed it. It was a wonderful night and long overdue, in my opinion.
You know, he talked about feeling at ease every time he landed in Detroit. How unique is that connection for a player to have a city feel like home, even after leaving?
Well, you know, it was, overall a strange situation, really, when you think about it. It was kind of like a spy novel when he came over to Detroit, defected out of Russia, and then he built his career up here in Detroit and became a superstar at a young age and was a big part of all the Red Wing championship clubs. And, you know, it was just, for him to call Detroit his home, and he admitted that, you know, he messed up at an early age when he left Detroit. He should have stayed. I thought the people liked that because he was honest about his opinion. And, you know, he was an outstanding player for many, many years in Detroit, and was really one of the better players, best players in the National Hockey League too. And he could do it all. And I always said this, he's one of the only players, or very few players, that could actually bring fans out of their seat when he would rush the puck out of his zone, and you just knew something good was going to happen. Just a dynamic player, great skater, and a great two-way player as well.
Well, and this seems to be the culmination of what fans have wanted for a long time, too.
Well, right, and again, long overdue. I mean, when Steve Yzerman, you know, he had his number raised to the rafters, Nick Lidstrom, it came rather quickly. And, you know, it just took a while for, you know, Sergei to have his number retired. But I think the Red Wings fans just wanted this to happen for many, many years. And, you know, Sergei was living in Russia. He was coaching there and, you know, played a little hockey there too as well. And, you know, it was time. It was time for him to be honored. And it was really a great ceremony. I really thought it was outstanding.
Yeah, I think the little details that they put into it, like even this Paul Boyer putting tape on all the current Red Wings skates to make them look like Sergei's, was cute.
Yeah, that took a long time. He was talking about that on the plane, how it took 3 or 4 hours for the guys to do all that. I like the fact that the Red Wings came out for warmups and they all wore the number 91 yeah. jersey. And one of the gifts, I guess, that Sergei got was a pair of those white skates again, which was outstanding. And you know what I really liked, too, is they had all the details. You're right. He came to Detroit. One of the first things he wanted was a Corvette. And Mr. Ellis said, go ahead, get yourself a Corvette. And what does he do? He comes in on the ice with a Corvette, a red Corvette. So I
Burgundy.
Thought all the details.
Burgundy, Burgundy Corvette.
Okay. Well, it kind of matched the Red Wing uniform.
Yeah,
so,
yeah
that's true.
Pretty mm-hmm. good.
Well, I think it's fantastic. I think we should talk further in the future, Ken Cowell, about this current team and if they can get back to the greatness of those times with the Russian Five. So we'll have you again.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Jamie.
One of the
awesome.
Best in the business.
Yeah.
Ken Cowell.
Yeah, he's great. Cool.
yes.
Yeah, he's iconic calls. But, yeah, it was a great night, wonderful night. And it was special to go back and relive a lot of that.
And the Tigers were in attendance.
Yeah.
I love when teams support each other
Absolutely.
Within the city.
That's great.
I love 100%. That.
Yeah, they had on the Jumbotron at Comerica Park, they had Fedorov 91 mm-hmm. on the board. And with the way the board is shaped now, it looks like a jersey. Because it's got the wings if you put uh-huh. it out like this. So it was very cool. I agree. Everybody's behind this here in the city of Detroit. All right, that's going to do it for us. Kevin Dietz and Altalk coming your way next here on WJR. Have a good day.